Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. This is going to be a super fun time. I'm here with Cody Witucki and Michelle Twitty, our student director and our kids ministry director.
Yeah!
There you go. Can you guess which one is which? No, because students...
Kids ministry.
Kids. No. You would be so fun.
Let's switch.
Them kids would be turn up every Sunday or Wednesday night.
You would have fun at the end. The parents would be like, what?
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm in the right place.
This is one thing I will say about both of these people. Hopefully you know them. If you don't know them, be purposeful to get to know them. Y'all are so where the Lord has designed you to be. And I get to personally witness y'all both leading your ministries and doing that. And y'all both, I mean, God has put you in the perfect place to use the gifts he's given you.
Thank you.
And it's y'all, Sagemont is so blessed to have these two leading these very large ministries, growing all the time, very much one of the most volunteer, layperson-driven ministries.
Yes,
for sure.
Just because, one, because it's a huge blessing. Mm-hmm. We have so many kids, so many students, and we need people to interact with them on a personal level, not just a giant level. And so if you're not serving kids and students, come on. It's fun.
come join us.
But I wanted them to come specifically right now because it's almost summer. So many of our kids right now are finishing school, graduations,
grad party.
You did it. So proud of y'all.
And a lot are done. I know my kids are out. So
yes.
It's summer for us. So a lot of the littles are finished and end of the year parties and all the things with that last week field day and the craziness of that last week of school.
And even just the transition to summer of, okay, we don't have to get up now, but do we really... sleep till one? Is that really the best use of our time?
Right.
But then as a parent, kind of you're like, if they're sleeping in, I can get some stuff done.
Right. And so, let it roll.
Right? And so there's this weird kind of balance of summer. And then I think our culture, as soon as summer starts, we're already convinced it's over. Because we know it goes fast. Y'all, everything just kind of goes fast. And I know I will be like, oh, it's summer. That means it's almost over. And I'm like, that's probably not the best way to look at things.
Yeah, one thing I feel like is always so terrible they do to the kids every year, and this is American media, all right? They let us get to the 4th of July, and then they start rolling back-to-school commercials.
Truth.
And it's like, Target, let the kids have their summer.
Yes.
They got a month. Like, let them breathe, you know?
It's when so they get brutal. The school supplies.
In the stores, and you're like, oh,
we just got out
so
on the school supplies.
It's like, guys, they've been out for a month. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to be there for 9 months. Let them have July.
Yeah. Yes. Let them enjoy summer. Let them enjoy summer. Okay, so summer, especially here at Sagemont, everybody kind of goes, and it's time for the kids, which is so fun. And we really get to focus as an entire church on our kids and students in the summer. So coming up very quickly, we have VBS. For babies through 5th grade.
Yes.
And then breakaway, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you high schoolers, you better be serving.
Somewhere.
One of the two places.
We need you serving.
It's super fun. It's a great way. I've encouraged people. I'm like, listen, VBS, breakaway, it's an easy in to start serving.
Yes.
Because just a few days, you kind of get a taste, and then if you're like, this is awesome, you're ready to do some more stuff.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so tell us, Michelle, you can go first.
Okay.
All things VBS. What do we need to know as parents if we're thinking about serving but we haven't signed up yet? Do you still need people? All that.
Absolutely. Yes. To answer that question, we need about 100 more volunteers. So if you're even thinking about it, just do it. You won't regret it.
I love so much that you're putting a number to it. Because I know the first time, I think last night or sometime I heard, we still need 100 people. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
How do we still need that many people? But I think that's the reaction we need people to have is, yes, we need that many more people to make this thing. Listen, we're going to have VBS. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But to make it
run. I'm not going to cancel it.
Right. But to make it run to the best, to do it with excellence, we need 100 more of you.
Absolutely.
To say, yes, you'll do it.
And because VBS is so large, I mean, last year we had 1,200 kids.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 1,200 kids, and that requires a lot of volunteers.
Yes.
A lot of volunteers, and to safely move the kids from one room to the other room, and to have enough volunteers in the small groups takes a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So if you're even thinking about it, just sign up. We'll take you. We need you. Yep. And also, you don't have to worry about, I'm not a Bible teacher.
Right.
You don't have to teach the Bible story. We have people that are teaching the Bible story. And that's what's so fun about VBS is you can just be the leader that is moving with the kids to all of their rotations, and someone else is there teaching the Bible story.
Right.
Or someone else is there that's preparing, you know, the craft or the activity. So we have something for everybody.
Absolutely. And I love that because you can really, if you're like, I don't even know that I want to be in charge of 8 kids, like that kind of freaks me out. Be in the craft room.
Yes.
You don't have to come up with the crafts.
Right. We did that for you.
They will have them perfectly laid out with an example. You just have to help the kids glue it.
Right.
Or stick it or say, hey.
Cut on the lines.
Right. What does this remind you of? Or, you know, that kind of thing. And snacks, the same thing. You don't have to buy this. Here's a snack. Put it on the thing. Pour a little juice. So there's so many different ways.
Yes.
To serve.
Absolutely.
there's not, listen, you have to be able to be around kids.
You have to smile.
Smile.
Patience.
Be nice.
And just, and kind of in a fast paced thing, be able to kind of do it at a slow pace. And man, more than anything, y'all, it's to be willing to have gospel conversations whenever and wherever they happen.
Yep.
And man, as believers, that should be something we're doing. And VBS, Breakaway, low hanging fruit to get to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is so fun.
Yes.
Okay, so sign up. Come help at VBS. Come
sign up and help.
And okay, talk about people that want to sign their kids up. Like maybe they're not a member. To serve, you need to be a member.
Yes.
Of Sagemont. But maybe they're like, I'm not a member, but I want my kids to get to come.
Absolutely. We would love to have you. We have a lot of people that are in other churches.
Yeah.
And they sign up their kids. We have people that live, you know, in just different areas of Houston, and they don't attend our church and they're not members. We want you to be here. We want you to be a part of it. So everything's on the website. So you can just sign up on the website and we will take you and we will love your kids. Your kids will plug in. They will belong. They will be safe. They will hear the name of Jesus and they will have fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it. And one thing, just to be very clear, Sagemont's VBS is free.
Yes.
There's, you know, there are some VBSs where there's a cost. Sagemont's VBS is free. Go online, register. So because of that, you can invite as many. There's this thing of, I can invite all 4 of my neighbors that live next door because they, I can tell them, hey, it's free. You can come. And so it's open to anybody and everybody. Yes. We'd love everybody to come.
And, you know, for those of you that are members, load up your car with those neighborhood kids. You know, bring the neighbors, come and bring them, check them in, and it's free.
Yeah.
So you can bring all the people, all the friends.
It's super fun. And then going on at the same time. Breakaway.
Breakaway, yeah. 6th through 8th grade, we take the older kids, and Monday through Thursday, same time as VBS, we're going after Jesus and learning from him. This year, we're going to be having the students learn their spiritual gifts.
Ooh,
and basically, throughout the week, Monday to Wednesday, equip them on, okay, what are my gifts? And then how do I actually use them in and outside of the church? Because anything we can do to encourage them to do that helps them implement it, right? So if they know those things and they can look for it and look for those opportunities, then they'll do it.
Yeah.
And Thursday, we get to have some fun. We're going to take them to the movie theater and we're going to watch Inside Out.
It's gonna be out?
Yes.
Oh, oh wow.
I called Mickey Mouse. I said, hey, Wes, I got to get on the phone with Mickey. I need an early showing. And so the way that it was set up for us is 6th grade will have their own theater with their leaders. 7th grade will have their own with their leaders.
No way.
And 8th grade will have their own with
That's leaders. Cool.
Yeah. So I'm really excited
That's
for that.
That's super fun.
Really excited. So they're excited. We're getting ready for Breakaway. Amazing worship team coming in. Our team, Miguel, Daniel, and Haley will teach for Breakaway. So it's a great, great week.
So fun.
That's a lot of fun.
Again, sign your kids up online. Friends are very welcome. That's one of the big things that student ministry tells their students is invite your friends. Bring your people that don't know Jesus. Mm. Y'all are super good about that. So sign up. And y'all still need some help, too.
Yeah, we do still need some help. So if you love students, 6th to 8th grade, maybe junior high, you're like, hey, like for me, junior high is my love language. Like, I love high schoolers, too. High schoolers don't think I don't love you, but there's just something special about junior high. And so if you love that age range, would love to talk with you. Our leader application is online, so you can see that under the student page. And then, of course, you can email me or Daniel Martinez if you have any questions for a breakaway.
Yeah, it's going to be a super, super fun, super fun week. One thing I think we can't say enough is that this year, and I think maybe we did this last year too, but the new building wasn't open.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Close.
Everybody, kids, volunteers, students, volunteers, everybody enters through the lobby.
Yes.
Yep.
Enters through the lobby. So if you're working breakaway, even though it's going to be held in the student building, you do not go directly to the student building.
We will help you with your step count.
Yes.
You go through the exercise foyer, all the way down.
You can eat the snack that VBS will give you because you're going to get your steps in. But everybody goes into the lobby, checks in on the computers. You won't be able to get further than the lobby without your sticker on or your kid's sticker on or whatever to get. And that's everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. And again, you know, because we have so many people, we're talking about 1,200 kids and all the volunteers. I mean, right now with our volunteers, we're close to 400.
Yeah.
Which is huge, and we're super close to our goal. It just takes a little bit more, and then students and all of the student staff.
On top of that.
So we have a lot of kids and students and staff in the building. So we have to safely get them all where they need to go.
Listen, we did it last year. It works great.
It's great.
It is a super smooth system. It's listen, I've been doing VBS for a long time. Best system that we've ever done. And it works really, really good. So just plan that, because if you park at the student building and walk up the student building steps, then you're like, oh, I can't go in here. Then that's the that's where the rub is going to come. So if you're watching and you hear this, tell everyone you know, park at this end, walk in down here. And to pick up too, pickup's going to be at least for VBS.
Yes. So for kids, you will still go through the main
have to come through there
church
to get
doors,
your kids.
And then you will go to the pickup rooms for your kids. But everything, enter and exit, is the sanctuary doors.
The lobby. Do that. Super important. Okay, then after VBS, y'all just get the rest of the summer off.
That's crazy.
We're done.
Wes, I'm putting in some vacation time, man.
Get to just take a break.
We're done.
No, but like 3 weeks later?
Our camp is 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You get 2 weeks, and then camp.
Woo!
So
man,
fun.
Man, I'm ready. I'll go tomorrow.
I know.
I'll go tomorrow.
I know.
We actually have a team that is there today.
Looking at stuff?
Production.
Oh.
Wow.
Asking questions, and, you know, there's
making
just a
sure
lot
it's
of.
It's all going to work.
Yes. We're constantly, you know, looking at things and making sure that, you know, we're ready and we're prepared. So we constantly have teams that are.
Yeah. So this year for camp. July 1st through 5th. And 4th.
And ours is the 4th.
And y'all are the 5th. But everybody's at Camp Tejas.
Yes.
Right?
Camp Tejas.
Woo, we're all together.
Giddings, Texas.
Camp Tejas is super fun.
It's
super
awesome.
Fun.
And they've done such a good job of updating and doing some different things. I mean, because we went to Camp Tejas, you know, 10 years ago, and it was a great camp, but they have done such a good job of updating and doing lots of different things.
It's so fun. It's amazing.
It's really, really good. And I love y'all are all together this summer, which will be super fun. And so y'all are there. So talk, Cody, you can go first this time. Talk a little bit. Talk a little bit about camp.
Okay.
What do people need to know about camp? All the things.
Well, camp's going to be awesome for our students. So we're Monday through Friday at Tejas. So this is grades 6 through 12. praise God. It's a praise, but also kind of slightly unfortunate. All of our spots are taken. They're full. We have over 300 students that will be going to camp with us, which is awesome. And somewhere around the end, we'll have between kids and student volunteers, we'll have probably close to 150 volunteers that will be there with us. And so it's going to be amazing. Amazing week of rec. We have great rec teams that we've already shown the kids, given them their team. We have Tournament of Champions. So the last four winners of camp are the teams this year. So that's Whataburger, Dr. Pepper, Surge, and Air. So Surge is kind of controversial because last year we did a student life camp and Surge won rec in Oklahoma, but they were never declared as the winner. And so I had to send Lifeway an email and give them some feedback on behalf of Sagemont Church. But we're excited. So Breakaway Worship is actually coming from A&M to come lead out worship for our kids.
So hold on, let me explain. That's not Breakaway that we were just talking about.
Yes.
You're talking about at Texas A&M.
Breakaway
the
Ministry.
Giant Bible study that meets on Tuesday nights in College Station is called Breakaway.
Yes.
And that worship team is who's coming to camp.
Yes.
Y'all, super cool.
Hey, we got some deep ties to A&M and the student ministry side. And so we're excited
Haley
for
Haynes.
That. Yeah, thank you, Haley. And so we're really excited. And then our good friend, Patrick Weichel, who has spoken at Journey and high school retreats, things like that. Our high schoolers really, really love him. He's coming to speak at camp. And so we're ready. Like, we're excited.
So fun.
I'm excited for... As far as we know from digital registration, this will be the largest camp we've ever had.
That's wow.
Studio-wise. So,
that's amazing.
And it's by a good chunk. We're talking by like 50 kids, easy, the largest camp we've ever had. So we're ready. We're excited. And our team is crushing it. They're planning late nights. We came up with the final two yesterday, and they are going to be amazing.
So fun.
And hectic. And parents, don't worry. We will be bringing three nurses to camp just for the student side.
Good to know.
Okay, so we'll be prepared. And they're veterans. Okay, two of them are veterans. And the other nurse, this is her first year. Shout out to Miss John from Dobie. She teaches HOSA at Dobie. So, and she's also our faculty advisor for our Bible club on that school. So it'll be great.
So fun.
So fun.
So you're full for kids. For students?
Yeah, full for students.
Do you still need any volunteers?
We do. So when we cleared students off the wait list for camp, we need, as of right now, 15 guy leaders. Okay, and we need about 10 more female leaders. So this could be you're leading anywhere from 6th grade to 12th grade, you know, member of Sagemont, and you are built for student ministry. And what I mean by that is high energy, high patience, low frustration, and you like to keep things organic. And what I mean by that is you're flexible. So student ministry, obviously we take the time to plan everything, but you're also going to be sacrificing that week. And I know what it means. You're going to be sleeping in a bunk room with a bunch of students. You know, there's going to be times where you want to get by yourself, but we're going to be like, stay with your kids, but it's worth it. And I promise you, you will leave the week encouraged and at least ready to take a nap.
And just bring earplugs for sleeping.
That's true.
I mean,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Last time I was went to student camp as a counselor, as a helper or whatever, it was one of those where I wasn't necessarily the one playing all the games with the kids, but I was the one on the sideline hanging out with the kids, cheering as they were rotating in and out. So don't think like I've got to be like this athlete and I've got to have all this like physical endurance to run and jump and do and all that. Listen, I mean, I got in the mud pit because it was fun.
Yes.
But I also didn't play the game where you have to try to get the slippery watermelon out of the mud pit because it's dangerous for people of my age when I played.
Parents, we have nixed that game this year. It is called Steal the Bacon.
It's so scary.
It says bacon this year.
Safety first.
It's fun. The kids love it, but
it's
a heart attack for us watching.
Yep.
But so don't let those kinds of things stop you from reaching out to see if there's a place for you to serve. And again, just like we talked with VBS and Breakaway, you don't have to have a theology degree to go and hang out with. They just need somebody to listen to them, to help them feel known, and to point them to Jesus.
Yep. Yeah. I will also say that a lot of our leaders, we have Sunday and Wednesday leaders who lead year-round small groups. They've done a phenomenal job, and I think it's something like 75% of our year-round leaders are serving at camp.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have veterans in essentially every group because they get priority to be with their kids that they lead throughout the year. So it's not like you would be stepping into a scenario where we would be like, hey, here's the bar. We need you to jump and to grab it. And you're like, I just got here.
Right.
So you would have people around you to help you navigate discussions and things like that.
Right.
Highly encourage, if you've never done that before, it is so fun.
It is. And I just want to say, too, I mean, as a parent, I have a child in the student ministry. And just to know that this is a time where he's going to be loved. He's going to be encouraged. He's going to have small group leaders that are there for him. And that means a lot just as a mom to know they're going to have fun. And it's going to be an amazing time. But he has leaders that are going to pour into him.
Absolutely.
So as a mom, that just, it means a lot that we know that we can trust you guys. They're going to have fun, but we can trust you that they're going to be taken care of and they're going to deepen their relationship with Jesus at camp.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Love that. Love. Love camp. Okay, so kids, y'all are kind of full.
We're kind of full. So we have some grades, like fourth grade girls is full, but we do have a few spots. So we're just encouraging people, if you guys are interested in going to camp, just reach out to us.
Yeah,
we want to kind of look at our numbers, and we're moving people around and doing our best to, we want everyone to be able to come, and we do have spots.
Okay,
so we're just going to
And still need some
around.
Leaders?
We are full on leaders.
Great. Okay.
We're in a good place with
our
leaders.
That's
thankfully.
So fun. I love that.
Yeah.
Y'all, camp is so fun. It's so vital. It just is. Y'all hear me say this all the time about student ministry and camps and getting your kids involved in somewhere where they're hearing a lot of what you say to them, but from somebody else. They hear it differently. It's encouraging to them. A lot of times it's younger. It's your college age people that are speaking into their lives and stuff. It just makes monumental difference. One of the things I was talking to y'all about before that dawned on me last night is you have a daughter in her ministry and she has a son in your ministry. And I was like, that's really cool because y'all then can speak to them even just as parents,
right?
You know, and you were just doing that. But Cody, even for you with Lily, making sure she's involved in kids ministry, why as a, and not just the, because I'm a pastor, you know, I mean, that's not why, but like as a dad, why is that important for your child?
Well, Michelle and Ashley and Dan and everyone's doing a great job in Sagemont Kids because Lily loves going to kids ministry every week. And so she's actually been waking up early with me on Sundays to go with me, spend time with her uncles and aunts in student ministry before she goes to early bird. But I think the biggest reason why it's important is like, yes, Carlin and I, like we're leading the charge from home as far as making sure that Lily is a disciple. Like 7 years old, she's already asking big questions. You know, I believe that she knows who Jesus is. But there, as a parent and as a student pastor, I understand that there are people that God will place in her life that will speak into her life and rally around our family and push her to know Jesus too. And so she gets that at kids ministry. She comes home, she says, Dad, I had fun, because every Sunday she wants to drive home with Dad. Like, you know, here's what I did today, those sorts of things. She talks about Cooper, she talks about, you know, her leaders in her room. And so those kinds of things make an impact in her life, and we see tangible fruit already. And so she just finished first grade. So she's going to first grade VBS this year.
I was going to ask, she signed up, right?
Yeah, she's going to first grade VBS. She's excited because her music teacher is serving in first grade at VBS.
Love
and
it.
So she's really pumped for that. So I think the biggest thing is like kids ministry is uniquely equipped to equip your kids. So we know we can't do it all on our own. We know we should be leading the charge, but send them there. Like, let them get the foundation and let them enjoy it.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah. That's really sweet. I think it's important, even though we're talking about summer, I think it's super important to even just talk about Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. Because it's one thing we even talk about as a staff. We're like, we have to make sure our people know what's available on Sunday mornings.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes y'all are the best hidden secret of what is available on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. Because so many churches, they have their worship service on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And people go to worship and they go home because mm-hmm. the other stuff is offered during the week or home groups and all that. Sagemont, I think, is unique in that we offer all the things on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So many of the things. Mm-hmm. So Michelle, talk a little bit about what's available. Because here's the deal. Your kid comes to VBS for 4 nights. You know what they're going to ask you? When can I go back?
Yes.
When can I go? When do I get to go back?
I hope they ask that. That's the goal.
We want them, you know, like that. We want them to. And then as a parent, you want to know, hey, what do we do? Mm-hmm. Because VBS and Breakaway, even though they're different and they're fun and they're big and all that, they really are just a little bit bigger versions of what y'all do every single Sunday.
Very true.
And so your kid's going to have a blast at VBS. They're going to learn just as much, have just as much fun, meet as many people on Sunday mornings.
Right.
So talk a little bit about what's available on Sunday mornings.
Absolutely. And I love this because I do think that a lot of people, especially if you're new or you haven't grown up in the church or you're visiting, you don't know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we want to communicate and for people to know what we have to offer. We have programming for both hours of church. Mm-hmm. So depending on what grade your children are in, you know, if you come at the 9:30 hour, they might be in large group worship, which is a blast. Your kids will love it. So some grades at 9:30, we have large group worship where we have worship time and memory verse and games and free time. And then at 11:15, they might have their small groups. Or, you know, vice versa. So we have different things at different hours. And a lot of people don't realize we have programming and something both hours.
Yep.
So we have something for your children. So if you guys come, you get plugged into a Connect group 1 hour, you stay for the service, go to a service another hour, we keep your kids all morning.
Yeah.
And we have something for them, and it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
And I do think a lot of people think, oh, if we come, they're going to stay in the same room.
Right.
No, it's different. It's different both hours.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Keep
and
it,
I know.
Keep it busy.
For all of my kids, the teachers in their small groups year after year after year are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Like so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, the number of small group teachers from kids ministry that we invited to graduation parties for my kids this year. I mean, they're 18. They were 8.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the impact those teachers will make in your kids' lives. Mm-hmm. They will love on them. They are there. They're consistent. And if you're only doing large group, which is super fun, and you want your kids to get to do that, you're missing out on small group.
Right.
If you're only doing small group, you're missing out on your kid being in corporate worship.
Right.
Their
Absolutely.
Corporate worship. And so you might say, gosh, 9:15 to 12:45 is a really long morning. It is. It is. It's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
And you have to decide for your family. Listen, there are seasons when you're like, listen, nap time's at 11 and it will mess me up the rest. We get it.
Right.
You have to make decisions and all that kind of stuff. We totally get it. But man, as soon as you can figure out how to make that just part of your normal week, it really is worth it.
Absolutely. And we want all kids to be discipled and to know what this next step is in the relationship with Jesus. And a lot of that is coming to small group. You know, that's where they're really going to dig in. They're going to connect with their leaders. They're going to have this small group time where they're going to dig in and ask questions and really get into the Bible story a little bit deeper than in large group. And so it's so important to have that small group time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then also, listen, if you have little people, like little people, like babies in twos and threes, there is not a better place you could leave your kids than in kids ministry. I feel like I tell mamas almost every Sunday morning, I'm like, they will love your kid. And if there's anything, they will text you. They
will
call. Like, they're not going to not let you know immediately if there's some kind of issue. And I always tell this story. I'm like, listen, y'all, when the twins were babies, I took them to the nursery when they were maybe 5 or 6 months old. oh, this is an embarrassing story, and dropped them off. And this was back in the day where everybody didn't have a cell phone in their pocket necessarily. And I went to class, went to my class. I went to church. And when I went to go pick them up, one of the sweet women, who was adorable, precious, was holding both of them. They were both completely asleep. And they looked at me. They're like, you forgot the diaper bag. And y'all, all morning, it was on my shoulder. I'd been walking around with it. They didn't have diapers. They didn't have bottles. And they figured it out.
Yeah.
They took care of my kids so wonderfully. And I love encouraging moms, especially, listen, I was a stay-at-home mom. My kids didn't go a lot of, they came here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is such a good place for me to get comfortable leaving my kids.
Right.
And for my kids to get comfortable with being with other people. Mm-hmm. Y'all, try it. Try it. Mm-hmm. I told a mom a couple Sundays ago, I was like, listen, if you try it and you're sitting in church and all you can do is cry, go back.
I know.
They
just
will
go
give
get
you
them.
Your kids back.
Just go get them. And
yes.
We tell new moms all the time, you tell us if you want us to call you at the first sound of a cry,
right.
We will do that. And y'all, we also have some moms that say, don't call me.
Right. Like, they're going to be okay.
Like, don't call me. I need to be in the service.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're
need
not going to gonna call
up.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go on the bye-bye buggy and go on a little ride, and we're gonna take care of your babies and do what we need to do.
That's right.
So you just tell us. We call some parents and we ignore some others because that's what you want us
to
do.
Let me have my morning.
Let me have my
They're
morning.
Gonna be
let
fine.
Me be in church.
Yeah. So use kids ministry to the full. Like, use it. And listen, come on a weekday and do a tour. I saw there was a family up here a few weeks. They're like, we're doing it. It's our third kid, but we're doing the tour because we want to see again. You know, the changes are different things. So
Absolutely.
You can totally come up and do that. Ask your questions. So it's not on a Sunday morning where it feels rushed.
Right. And we do that all the time. Yeah. Hey, we just want to see the baby room. Let's
Absolutely.
Go. Let's go. This is where the baby will be. Mm-hmm. These are the teachers. Look at the playground. You know, sometimes people just want to feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
What does it look like? We will walk you through, show you everything, do everything we can to make you feel comfortable.
Use those on. It's such a blessing for you, your kids. It's a really, really good thing. Mm-hmm. And then students, y'all meet on Sunday mornings.
Yep. We meet on Sunday mornings every Sunday, 9:30 in the student building. And so we just wrapped up small groups for the school year, but student ministry still rolls on. And so what we do in the summer is we do worship and teaching, and then we kind of basically do pseudo small groups where we still will divvy them up into groups that are junior high, high school, gender based. And then we kind of mix up the grade levels within their ministry so that they can meet other people that they don't get to meet throughout the school year. And that's what we do on Sundays for them. And so obviously they can come early on a Sunday morning.
What time do y'all open the building?
We open the building at 8:00.
Okay. Ooh,
so
early.
It's open early. Our staff gets there prior to that, and they can come play the games, hang out. We have kids that come every week, just eat breakfast with us, like, you know, bring their breakfast and we sit and bug them while they eat their breakfast. And so, I mean, that's every week. And then every Tuesday in the summer, I tell the students, honestly, noon to two, but some of them hang around a little bit after, and that's okay in the summer.
It's like, I know my kid stays longer.
Yes. We do lunch bunch. So all of our students, 6th through 12th grade, can come up every Tuesday, noon to two, and hang out with us. Everybody brings their lunch. We have lunch together. We do a devotional with them, and then they get to hang out, play in the gym, play in the building, play the games, whatever they want to do. And so we do that every week in the summer, even the weeks like leading up to camp, not the week of breakaway VBS, obviously, but those things are there for them.
And I'll tell you, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago, my 18-year-old that just graduated was at Lunch Bunch, and she met somebody she'd never met before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so doing all those different things gives them opportunity, especially on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
it
big.
It gives them opportunity to be like, oh, we're playing pickleball together. What's your name?
Right.
And it's not this weird sit down and look at each other conversation, you know?
Yeah.
And so know that all the things they do, there is such strategy behind it. They're not just throwing stuff at a wall and whatever, like, there is such strategy in lunch bunch, in mm-hmm. opening the building at 8 o'clock, in yeah. all the different things, because they've done research. They talk to people that have done this for a long time. They go to conferences. They do all the things to stay on the very relevant edge of their ministries and looking at what do we need to be doing to meet the kids right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's constantly changing.
Right.
Yes.
And so, y'all, they work so hard to meet the kids in their ministry right where they are. And so you might say, well, that's not what we did. Thank goodness. Mm. Right? Yeah. I mean, because things change. And yeah. we need to be relevant, and we need to. And I love, say, here at Sagemont, we say we are relevant. The message doesn't change. How we share the message changes depending on who we're sharing it with.
For sure.
And so the message isn't changing. It's the how.
Right.
Yep.
And so I so appreciate both of y'all and your so much work and so much time and so much energy and purpose. And I so appreciate your families that love y'all through the summer. Love them through the summer. Y'all do a really, really good job. Know that your church is behind y'all, supporting, cheering. If you need things, ask. Y'all, they need volunteers. They asked. We need to step up and do the thing. And y'all, when you see them in the hallway or you serve with them, take 2 seconds just to say thank you. They give so much. And it's not just Sunday mornings. Mm. It's not just Wednesday nights. It's not just VBS. It's 3 o'clock in the morning when you're thinking about how are we going to make this group work, or how are we going to get to this kid that's struggling? Mm. It's those things that they're thinking about. And so y'all pray for them, pray for their families, pray for their teams. Y'all both have such good teams, volunteer and staff.
Yes.
Pray for them and figure out a way to support them. If you can't volunteer at VBS, if you can't go to camp, if you can't volunteer on a Sunday morning, send them all lunch one day, or bring them all coffee one morning. Maybe not, I don't know, coffee. They,
No, I'll take it.
But think of other ways you can bless them and encourage them if you're not able to serve, because we know not everybody can. Mm-hmm. And so write a note, send an email. Mm-hmm. Those mean a ton. They yes. really, they really, really do, to get an encouraging word. Tell Wes and Levi what a great job they're doing. It's always nice when someone tells your boss, hey, they're doing a great job, and I appreciate them, and I see the influence on my kid because of them and what they're doing. So take time to do that. Y'all,
thank you.
Summer 2024 is going to be awesome.
I'm ready.
It's Woo! Going to be so, so fun. I know y'all are working really hard. You're doing a great job.
So fun.
Love it. Thank
you. And too, just to, you know, we want to keep the momentum, you know, in the summer.
Yes.
The school year is over, yep. but we are continuing.
Keep it rolling. Yeah.
So we want you to be involved.
Keep coming.
We have midweek that starts back up after VBS.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to bring your kids, and we want to continue to disciple and have these relationships, both students and children, through the summer.
Absolutely.
It doesn't end. We don't stop.
Absolutely. And just a side note on the adult side, when most of the time when they have stuff going on, so do the adults.
Yes.
Wednesday nights. You don't have to just drop your kid off and go run errands. There are things for you to do here at church at the same time your kids are doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially this summer. We've got great Bible studies that are going to start the Wednesday after VBS. Midweek's going to kick off. There's something for everybody mm-hmm. in your family. And so we want your kids here, but we want you here too.
Yes.
For all of you to be growing. And same thing on Sunday morning. We want you in a connect group and in worship, just like we want your kid in their group and mm-hmm. in worship. And so that's one thing Sagemont does beautifully well, is it is for the family, for mm-hmm. the entirety. So like I said before, take advantage. Take advantage of that. Jump in and try different things and see which one is right for you and your family. So thank y'all for
hanging out.
We're praying for y'all.
Thank you.
It's going to be good. Thank y'all for hanging out. Sign up to serve somewhere. We want you to get involved. We want you to get it. If you have questions, reach out to these two. Thanks for hanging out today. We'll see you next time on Table Talk.